Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this mayhem. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff is he is the chief home officer. .com is on that, on the end of that. And you'll find him also gotwords.com. If you need words, he's the man. He can help you with that. He's the one of the best wordsmiths on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Jeffrey, we talked about technology earlier and how much that helped us have options when we started our businesses. Lo those many decades ago. Now we can count the decades, not just the years, and how over the years it's helped us so much, and we've evolved. You and I have watched our businesses grow. We've watched each other's businesses grow. Because of technology. Well, that technology needs to be updated from time to time, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we all think about updating our technology in the sense of I'm going to go out and buy a new phone because my phone is old, or I'm going to go out and buy a new laptop because it's getting slow. But there's another way to update. And there are a couple of updates that we often, you know, see about or are forced onto our devices, which is updating the operating system, whether it's your phone, whether it's your laptop or your desktop. You know, those have software that run them. But sometimes that's not the issue. You know, sometimes we have our phones, they get a little slow, or the apps in our phone get a little jiggy and they're just not working right. Or, you know, something on your computer is slowing down, you're not surfing as fast as you expect. And we're going to put aside for this conversation any discussion of, you know, with internet speeds. We're going to put aside any discussion that your provider is slowing you down,
right,
or there's
right,
too much action on the network.
Which they do.
Sometimes you got, which they do. They'll throttle your speed and they'll tell you, yeah, you're getting 10 megabits per second and you're not. So, and there's ways, another conversation for another day, ways to test your throughput and see whether your provider is lying to you or delivering mm-hmm. what you're paying for. But, you know, they're called speed tests. So just on an aside, if you want to see how fast your laptop or your desktop is working, you just Google speed test, and then it'll come up with a bunch of different apps. You can put in your information, and it'll test out your upload and download speed, and you compare that against what your ISP is promising you. But
right.
Sometimes it's as simple, whether it's your phone, your laptop, or your desktop, sometimes it's as simple as powering down or doing a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it does is turn it off and turn it on. Because you
think
get a lot
some
of stuff
people leave their
up
computers on ad infinitum, just never reboot? I mean, I turn my computer off, my laptop, I turn it off every day and turn it back on.
Yeah, my desktop stays on all the time.
Yeah.
And it goes into a hibernation overnight, or when I leave it for more
right.
than like 20
well, mine,
minutes.
Mine does that
it doesn't
too.
Hibernate.
But I restarted. Sometimes I won't, but almost every time I restart every day. But you're right. And of course, you folks, you have to update your software to keep the bad guys out. You got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's key. I mean, it's one thing to get the latest version of a system or a piece of software you use for work that is being, you know, that you need to update in order to do what you do, whether it's, you know, whether it's for a contracting business and it's, you know, whatever you do. But a lot of software gets vulnerabilities that are found and sort of taken by nefarious folk out there that will hack your system and coming in through a weak link. So you have to make sure that your software is updated, especially if it's software that you use on the internet. So, and then also your antivirus software, is it updated? When it pushes out and says, you know, you have to update your antivirus or your sort of protection software, don't say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. You
right.
do it, you know, next time you have an hour of downtime.
You got to do the stuff, the security, any of the security stuff, you got to do it. But I got a little confession to make about my smartphone. I get irritated when the smartphone systems, when the operating system updates, and it changes how everything works. You know what I mean?
Yep.
My phone needs to be updated, right? They want to update the operating system, and I've been putting them off now. I don't know how long, but for a while, because I don't want them. I've gotten used to how things operate. I don't want them to change it.
Right. Yep. Yeah, well,
I'm a little bit of an old fogey when it comes to that part of it, because they've been trying to update, and I keep saying, not now, not now.
Right. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I had that, you know, I use Gmail, and mm-hmm. Gmail every year or three does a redesign of their interface.
Yeah.
And they push it out. But they give you the option, click a button to go back to Classic, and I always kept going back to Classic. And then after a couple of months, they say, okay, on such and so date, you know, 3 weeks out, it's going to be permanent. You're not going to be able to revert back to Classic. So they're giving you a chance to test the water, you know, see what it is. And, you know, we just have to get used to changes.
But I will tell you, though, Jeff, we have to realize that when you do business with those big companies, if you aren't realizing how much control they're exuding over you, you're making a mistake. I mean, there's a cautionary tale in what you just told us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And that's an equation that I measured a long time ago and said, I'll pay that price.
God help us if we trust Google and Amazon and Facebook and Twitter too much. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, got words.com. Please check out what Jeff's got going on there. And let him help you if you need help with your words. He can do it. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.